Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it no more. Got a story and it's time to tell, 'cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
I got
welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Honor and glory. We would like to welcome you again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We thank God for you tuning in tonight. We thank God first and foremost for his presence, that his word tells us that he never leaves us nor will he forsake us. Hallelujah. We pray that each one of you had a wonderful, blessed, and merry Christmas. And pray that you are enjoying this holy holiday season. God is good, and he is good all the time. We would like to give honor to the sponsors of this broadcast, Stephen and Ann Butterfield of Butterfield Ministries, along with recognizing our Covenant Fellowship Church of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, which is located in Stockbridge, Georgia. We give God all the glory, and it is under the direction and auspices and great leadership and ministry of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith. So we just thank God for Pastors Butterfields along with Archbishop Ruth and their leadership and their support. Well, praise God, we have a word in the house tonight, and we're going to go ahead and delve in the word. So if you have your Bibles, pen, paper, gather them together. But before we continue, we are going to go to the throne of grace. Ministering tonight will be Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. And so I'm going to lead everyone to the throne of grace and earth in the presence of the Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you so much for your presence with us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that for your word, Heavenly Father, that You so loved this world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And Lord, we thank God for the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank that once he was resurrected and ascended into heaven, Lord, you didn't leave us, Father God, without the Holy Ghost Spirit of Almighty God that endows us with power from on high, Heavenly Father, which we can do nothing in and of ourselves, Lord God, but we need the power of your Holy Ghost and your Holy Spirit to do all that you have called forth for us to do, Father God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. We thank you, Lord God, for those that have tuned in tonight, Lord God. And we pray that you just anoint their hearts, minds, and spirit afresh, Lord God, that they be able to hear, that they be able to open their spiritual ears to hear, Father, that they open their spiritual eyes to be able to see, Lord God, and that, Lord, that this word will go forth and not return void, but that it will accomplish that for which you, Father, have sent and purposed it to accomplish, empowering us, Lord, so that we will go forth and be able to advance your kingdom here in this earth. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for loving us. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Jay.
Amen, amen. To God be all the glory. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your word today. Thank you for my wonderful, lovely wife, Pastor Constance Whitehurst. Thank God for you and you that are hearing this broadcast on today. Father, we thank God for your people. Thank God for you doing a mighty work. It's almost a time. Almost a time. Got about 24 hours to go before it be. Well, blessed be into another new year, into another new decade. Amen. God be so good throughout this whole entire year, 364 days. Amen. Yes. And counting. It soon will be another day, another year, soon, therefore. So we look forward to that, look forward to what God is doing now, what God continues to do, and God is going to do in now, in our immediate future. Amen?
Amen.
But today we want to get into the word of Almighty God. Lord, we want to get into your word today to feed your people, to feed your lambs, to feed your sons and your daughter, Father. By faith, Lord, we believe that you can do anything, Lord. The God, all things, all possible. So let's get back into the word on today. Amen.
Amen.
For use of a subject today, the topic of the day is going to be an acronym. It's going to be BYOD. The acronym BYOD. Be your own doer. Be your own doer. D-O-E-R. Be your own doer. Amen.
Okay.
So we're going to start with the book of James. Amen. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Amen. We're going to go to James chapter 1. You will. We come from the King James Version, and where God have you to bring forth, it'd be okay. Amen. We're going to start with James chapter 1, verse 22. We can want to.
Okay. James 1, verses 22. Seest thou how faith wrought with his work, and by work was faith made perfect. Continue. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and by faith, and not by faith only.
Chapter 1, verse 22.
Repeat, chapter 1, verse 22.
James chapter 1.
Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and works was faith made perfect.
James chapter 1, verse 22-25.
I do apologize. I'm reading in verse chapter 2. Okay, James chapter 1, mm-hmm. verse 22. Here we are. But be ye doers of the word, mm-hmm. and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Amen.
Amen.
This man, or woman, shall be blessed in his deed. That's the word of God. Some of James chapter 1, verses 22-25. The topic is acronym with BYOD, be your own doer.
Amen.
Be your own doer. Amen. For the unsaved, God is not asking the unsaved person to do anything except one thing, but believing or have faith in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's what God asked the unbelievers to do. But as for the believer, God asked for us to do a little bit more. Amen?
Amen.
For by grace of God, we got saved by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Through faith and not of ourselves, any man shall boast. Amen. It is a gift of God through Jesus Christ. That Jesus paid the price. He paid all. So for the unbeliever, it's not for him to do anything but have faith and believe in God's word, what Christ has already done. Have faith in Christ. Amen. Receive him as Lord and Savior. Amen. That receive, believe in him who he has sent, which is Jesus. Amen. For the unsaved to believe on Christ and to have faith in that, and that will bring him on to salvation by believing and receiving that and receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior, amen, what Christ had done on the cross of Calvary. So for us as believers, as child of the Most High God, amen, God expects much, much more. As a born-again believer in Christ Jesus, as a child of God, a child of the King, the Son of God, but admitting and receive him, to them gave his power, amen, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Come from John chapter 1, verse 12-13. So we are children of the Most High God, born again in Christ Jesus. We are children of the Most High God, amen. For faith coming by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You hear the word of God tonight, and hopefully you pray that increase your faith in and through him, give you a strong, firm foundation in the things of God. Amen. So that become part of your daily bread from day to day. For here, the word of God will lead to doing some things for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
For you're doing things now for his workmanship in Christ Jesus. So we're producing fruit. We're doing some work for the kingdom of God. We are kingdom citizens now. Before salvation, we were not. You're doing what you want to do. We just lost sin in the world. But now you come in Christ, now you're born again, there's some work to be done. Amen?
Amen?
There's some work for us to do until Jesus comes.
Yes.
As a child of the Most High God. So there's some work for us to do. Amen? By being obedient to God's word, obedient to the faith, it should produce good fruit. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Should produce good fruit, not evil fruit, not bad fruit. It should produce good fruit. For faith leads to action. For faith by work is dead, so we got to have an action in our faith in God, amen? We be doing something for the kingdom of God, for the things of Christ, for the things God called commands to do according to his word. Not our word, not my word, but according to the word of the Almighty God. Action leads to good workmanship in Christ Jesus for the kingdom of God and for a child of God to do the work God called for to do. And some might be in fivefold ministry, some be in other part of the ministry, some be in helps. Some being what you call, command you to do. Men are chosen, but few are called, but we all got a call in our life. as a believer, that's a call in your life to bring others into the kingdom of God. Amen. God's compelling them to come in. Amen. He said, go into all the world. So we got a command, we got a job to do to function until Jesus comes. Amen. We don't just be saved, sit on a pew, or sit somewhere and look pretty. We got work to do for the kingdom of God and for the things of God and for the people of God. Amen. To bring children out of darkness, and God had delivered us out of darkness by his blood and by his word. Amen.
Amen.
We're talking about being ye your own doer on today. Be your own doer. So what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Be a doer in your devotion to God. Be a doer of your devotion to God. And your devotion to God, turn to Psalms 1, verse 2 and 3. We need to be a doer of our devotion to God and what we do each and every day. Our daily bread, our walk with Christ, our walk with the things of God. We need to be a doer of those things, doer of what God designed and called to be and by faith. Amen. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So we need to become more of a doer of the things of God, of the word of God. Amen. So that's some things for all of us to do, to get involved with, and to do what God called, commands to do. Amen.
Amen. Psalms verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
mm-hmm.
nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Hold on, he delighted in what?
The law of the Lord.
The law, the word of God, the law of the Lord. What is the law of God? The word of God.
Amen. And his law,
mm-hmm.
and in his law, does he meditate day and night.
Hold on now. Meditate when?
Day and night.
Not generally sometimes, not just Monday and Wednesday and Friday. How often do we do this?
We are to meditate on his word.
Day and night. The word of God. Not sometimes, not part time, not when you feel like it, not based on feeling. It just, we ought to meditate on it day and night, according to the word of God.
Amen.
You know, and that would strengthen us, that would guide us, that would direct us in the things we go through in our daily life, our daily life circumstances. Amen. That should be a delight in my heart, in your heart, for the things of God. Do he or she meditate on that day and night? Amen. Continue.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Yes.
That bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
In what kind of season?
His season.
Go ahead now.
His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth,
my God,
shall prosper.
Hold on now. Hold on now. Come on now. What do you mean? Shall
prosper.
That's a guarantee from God Almighty. You're going to prosper as a child of God. And you believe in, and you receive that word, that just that word, God said you will prosper. Look back in Joshua. Book of Joshua said, it said the same thing, the same word. He's talking about in Joshua. Let's go there for a minute. In Joshua, it said the same word.
Amen.
The same word of God in Joshua. Talking about the same word of God. Let me go there for a moment. In Joshua chapter 1. Amen. Before we get to me and my house. Before you get to me and my house. In Joshua chapter 1. God was saying to them. He said, look. Verse 8. 1-8 says, this book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, out of your mouth, my mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and what? The same word. The same word of God. Back in Joshua, the same word God saw him throughout the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, edifying it all the time. How great his word. Same word of God. Mm-hmm. Say that mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
Amen.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. And you don't know what's written. You don't read and study the word. You don't know what's in the word till the word gets in you. So you read and study that word of God. To digest it, just like our spiritual food, our daily bread, amen? This is our daily bread, along with the Holy Spirit, amen? For then thou shalt make, don't you want to be prosperous? Thou shalt make thy ways prosperous, And then, there's more to it. And then thou shalt have what?
Good
success. Don't you want to be successful in life and what you do? I mean, God's word of truth in the end, back again. Say, you would make that word, thou shalt have good success. Amen. I want to be successful. God, will you be successful in your life?
Thank you,
God. Jeremiah 29:11, same word. He said, you want you to be prosperous. God said, God, future plan for your life as well. But he's so good, so rich, he wants you to be prosperous. And then he said, thou shalt have good success. Amen. Good success, that same word back in Psalm. He's talking about you being good success being because your faithfulness in obeying the word of God. Amen. Your daily bread, meditating upon it, your devotion to God. That's a blessing that for you. Don't miss your blessing. What blessing God has for you is for you. I can't take your blessing. You can't take my blessing. But God wants to meditate upon the whole divine word is for our good, to strengthen us, to establish us, to keep us firm and solid. Amen. You're like a what? You're like a tree. Planted by the river of water. And a tree planted by that, they get nourishment all the time.
Yes.
And God's word is our nourishment each and every day. Amen?
Yes.
Throughout the different trials of life, God's word is there for us to keep us and make us strong, no matter what we go through. His word is there for us to strengthen us. Amen? We want to delight in it, to always taste and see that the Lord is good. That his word is good too. Amen? It goes together. And God will strengthen and establish you like never before. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You went along. Be a doer of your devotion to God. We must take time for God. We got to take time to get to the word. I'm a businessman. I got family. I got children. I'm a husband. I'm a wife. I got a job. I'm a CEO. I own a business. And I'm up working all the time, 13, 14, 15 hours a day. You still got to get some of that word. And you just like your daily food, your earthly food, you get that spiritual food. You need that. Where you get through a CD, where you get it through an app, where you get through your phone, where you get through your laptop, what your tablet, whatever it takes, get that word in you. It's important for your spiritual growth. For that, usually a slice of bread out on the table. Just stay there. Don't do anything. Just sit there. It don't do nothing. But if you stand for a long period of time, it starts changing colors. It starts smelling.
Mm-hmm.
It starts decaying.
Yes.
Amen? It won't be no good for anything. You have to dispose of it. Because just sin there not be good for you. The bread originally, it was originally created to be used and to be consumed and to eat upon it, to use it for your body. But if you sit there and do nothing, nothing's going to happen. So faith while work is dead. So we got to do a work. We got to do something. We got to be actually involved in the things of God, in the work of God, in the ministry, and in what God called and commands to do. Amen. We must make time for God to read, to pray, and to meditate on God's word each day, giving him first place in our lives. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things, what it pertains to life, God said, all these things shall be added unto you. He's not going to forget you. He knows what you need before you even ask him, before you even pray about it. Here were many Christians fail in their walk with Christ. They do not discipline themselves when it comes to their daily devotion. And that's sad. We don't say we take time out for everything else, but instead of taking time out for God, we take time out to do the things we think we need to do. But we get God a leftover, we get God a crumb sometimes, we get God put him in here and there where we can put him in. You know, and God wants first place. He wants first place, not second place. He wants first place in your life. And your life is. We give you abundant life each and every day.
He wants to be a priority
in your life.
He wants to be secondary.
Amen.
He wants to be a priority in our life.
Yes, he does. And he got so much more for us, you know, and seeing above all we can ask or think God will give unto us. Amen.
Amen.
Our family, our children. But learn to be a doer. Be your own doer.
Yes.
Number two. Doer of your own faith in Christ. Amen. Number one was be your own doer
of
your devotion to God. Number two, be your own doer in your faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. We got to have faith. We got all God has is a mustard seed. That's more than enough. You need to do what you need to do. All you have is just a mustard seed of faith, amen. And he give us a measure of faith. Like God, he gives you the measure of faith you need to do what you need to do.
Yes, he
gives you all this you need to do. God gives it to us already. Amen. He gives you a measure of faith. Amen. He gives you a measure of faith. How much that measure is on God knows. But he gives you a measure of faith to believe, to trust in the word of God, to get saved, for your family, for your children, for your well-being. God gives you all that you need. He gives you a measure of faith. Amen. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God said, when you seek me with all your heart, you shall find me. Amen. When you ask, seek, and knock, he shall give unto you. Amen. In Christ Jesus. So believe and trust in his word. Stand up for his word. Trust his word. Live by his word. Amen. Be a doer of his word. Not just a hearer only. Be a doer of the word of God. Mm-hmm. You know, take it wherever you go. Then you had a song that I would take the Lord with me wherever I should go.
Mm-hmm.
You make a difference where you go, what you do. There's no different prayer. There's no different faith in God. Amen. For we walk by faith. We believe by faith. We pray by faith. We think by faith. We hope by faith. We trust in God by faith. We live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
We walk by faith. So a lot of days it's a faith walk each and every day. It's a faith walk. Amen. You're not walking by yourself. But God said, I'll walk along with you. Sometimes he carries us. Amen. But he's right there beside us. Morning, noon, and night. He's right there beside us. Midnight hour, he's right there beside us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do in your life, God knows all about it. Just trust him ready. Just pray. You know, just keep him in your life and just trust in the word and stand by the word of God.
Amen.
And you shall never be alone. We must discipline our thinking, refusing to allow doubt to linger in too long. We drive away doubt by what? By replacing them with thoughts of faith. Let me say that again. We drive away doubts by replacing them with a thought of faith.
Amen.
For example, let me give you an example. Amen. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. You're driving out of that doubt. You're driving that doubt out. Give you another example. Think on these things. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, God wants to renew your mind, your heart. Whatsoever things are good report. He said, think on these things. He would tell us to take and sing a hymn sometime to the glory of God. Maybe hum around your house. My wife do it all the time. Hum and sing and somewhere around the house to the glory of God on the job. You don't know what you're talking about. You still get your job done. You hum and sing.
Yeah.
My grandparents used to do, my mom used to do. They've been humming and singing up a storm, amen, each and every day. But that part of who we are in Christ Jesus, he's in us, and we in him. But that part of think on these things, things are good things, things are good for things that God can help and strengthen your mind, your thought, and can move you along even further. That thing and all those things can renew your mind, your heart, amen. Have the mind of Christ. By singing, God will keep you, me, in perfect peace, who mine, and what? Is stay on thee. God will keep you in perfect peace. Amen. He will give you that peace like a river. Amen. He'll give you that peace that satisfies the soul. He will keep you in perfect peace. Amen. It does surpass all understanding. But God gives you that perfect peace that no man can take from man and give to it, man can't take it away. God will keep you in that perfect peace. No matter what you're going on, no matter what's taking place, no matter what you have to do, no matter what your circumstances is, God will keep you in that perfect peace at all times. You keep your mind stay on him, keep standing, and meditate upon his holy divine word. Number three, points of power. Be your own doer. Doer of your desire. What do you mean, Pastor? Doer of your desire. God said he gives us a desire of our heart. But now, it got to be the right type of desire now. It can't be any other thing. It can't be all the change desire. It can be desire according to his will. Amen.
Yes.
According to God's will. According to God's word. Amen.
Amen.
You can jump off doing all kinds of desire. He ain't talking about all that. But you got to be in order. God just saying decent in order. Amen.
Amen.
He does things decent and orderly. We should apply the same thing to our lives. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen?
Amen.
We live in a materialistic society, don't we? The souls of millions have been captured by affluent living. They pursue selfish, sensual, and sinful goals and lusts as well. We must discipline our desires. We must guard against the love of money, excessive popularity, and illicit sex. Wow, the powerful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We got to learn to submit ourselves before God, resist the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
And he will flee from us and draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto us. We have to do that because that's part of our walk with Christ, that's part of our walk in holiness. God said, be you holy, for I am holy. That's part of our life. Also part of abundant life in Christ. He carried one when give to us, if you abide in him, then he abides in us. Then he cleanses up our mind, our heart, and purifies us through the sanctification of his word and his spirit. And also he consecrates us too. Amen. He's sanctification, consecration, and justification. And God does that in and through us, amen. The purifying word in our hearts. So we have to get that cleansing in us, in our life, in our eyes, in our tongue, in our ears, all that eye gate, the tongue gate, the mouth gate, all that important to be cleaned up. Because we can't, you know, we can walk in lust, can walk in sin, we'll say walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Then you walk in the spirit of God, not in the lust of the flesh. You walk in the spirit of Almighty God, but not in the lust of the flesh. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You get the right type of desire God wants you to have for our life and for what he wants to do for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Number four, be your own doer. Number four, doer of your duties in Christ. Doer of your duties in Christ. What are you talking about, pal? Well, do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Do those things that are pleasing to God. They seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. So you got to learn how to be a doer of your duties in Christ. Amen. I told you in 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Amen. But it's important to know what your duties are as a child of the Most High God. We got workmanship in Christ. Jesus got function. We have a responsibility. We have an obligation. We have obligation. 1 John 3:22.
Okay, 1 John 3:22.
3:24.
And whatsoever we ask,
mm-hmm.
we receive of him.
Uh-huh.
Because we keep his commandments.
Keep his commandments.
And do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Say that again.
We keep his, and whatsoever we ask,
mm-hmm.
we receive of him.
Amen.
Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Isn't that self-explanatory? That's self-explanatory right there.
Yes, it is.
And he said, whatsoever we ask,
we receive
in Jesus' name according to the will of God. And God said, we receive it. We receive that because we keep his commandments. We obey and keep his commandments. And you have to know the commandments. You have to study the commandments. You have to study to show yourself approved unto God, workmanship, rightfully divided the word of truth. So you have to show yourself approval to God. You have to meditate upon his word day and night. So you got to get that word in. Sooner or later, you got to get that word in. It's your spiritual food. You got to have it on a daily basis.
Amen.
You got to have it. So it's important for your spiritual growth and development. You got to have that word. Amen. Today we're talking about be your own doer in the word of God. This is what we're talking about now. Amen. But you got to have that word in you to know what that word is to do that word.
Yes.
Continue on.
Yes. And this is his commandment.
Okay.
That we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And love one another.
Yeah, that's powerful right there, man.
As he gave us commandments.
Uh-huh.
And he that keepeth his commandments.
He keep his commandments.
Dwelleth in him.
Okay.
And he in him.
Yes, yes.
And hereby we know that he abideth in us.
Yes, yes.
By the Spirit
the Holy
which
Spirit.
He has given us.
Amen, amen. The Holy Spirit
amen.
Of God, the Holy Ghost power, the Holy Spirit of God. A lack of discipline caused men to waste time or spend it selfishly.
Mm.
then neglect church attendance, and to neglect church attendance, and also they fail in other areas of their life spiritually as well, because you know, God's not forsaking us joining ourselves together or coming together. We're supposed to be in fellowship and love.
Yes.
Not forsaking that. We're supposed to come together in fellowship and love, and we do that part of that church. Is it's a building, but the church, the kingdom of God is in us. Amen.
Yes.
The spirit of God is in us. We're the temple of the Most High God. It's in us. Amen. In Jesus' name, it's in us. And to accomplish God's work. Amen. So it's important for us to accomplish God's work, or to be together, to do what God called us to do in the fivefold ministry. Go ahead.
Amen. I just wanted to share.
Mm-hmm.
There is that is going around now, a school of thought that is telling Christians that you don't have to go to church. That it, because, and the scripture is used, that because we are the church and the church is in us, then we don't have to go to church.
Not according to the word.
That is not biblical. That is not according to God's word. Because the word of God clearly states that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves with other believers.
Now, who originated that part?
God did.
God. He originated that part. He set that thing up that way himself.
Yes, and it is important. See, in order for the word to abide within us, we have to know the word.
Amen.
In order for us to know the word, then we have to study the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
And how can they hear unless they have a
preacher?
Right. So we have to know the word of God. And also, too, in this day and time, as we are living in the latter days,
yeah,
as the word of God has expressed to us, we have to be mindful,
mm-hmm,
of things that come just to tickle our ears. We have to be mindful of false teaching. And the only way that you will know whether or not something is truly of the word of God,
mm-hmm,
or if it is a false teaching, is that you know God's word.
Right.
And when you study his word and you know his word, if someone tries to bring to you something that is contrary to the word of God, or outside of the word of God, immediately you will start to have what I call spiritual red flags that will begin to pop up, because the Lord and the Holy Spirit on the inside of you will let you know, this is not what thus says the Lord. So I just wanted to share that so that we can be mindful of that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Constance. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Learn your doer of the doers. You'll do this in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're talking about be your own doer on today. Amen. As we continue on with the word of God, we must be faithful to God, allowing and making time for his work. I said we must be faithful to God, allowing and making time for his work.
Yes.
We must witness to the lost and seek to bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's our responsibility. We are called to do that. Amen. By the word of God and the child of God, we are called to do that. You know, we are called to Jesus to go into all the world. So we're called to do that. The neighborhood, your community, wherever you are, on your job. You can do it just by the life you live. Amen. Just by your testimony. They empower your testimony. Just live the life of Christ. You speak for yourself. God's word does not come back void. His word in you, it does not come back void. So then live a life in front of someone, can bring someone closer to the things of God, can bring salvation to the things of God. Just like a wife and unsaved husband, that husband and unsaved wife, it, according to the word, can bring them to salvation and then live a life before them out of love. You got to have that God to love in your life, in your heart, amen? And we just talked about that a few minutes ago, the love of God, the love for one another. It's important. Amen. It's very important. So we're talking about today, we're talking about be your own doer. Amen.
Amen.
Be your own doer. By being your own doer, we're talking about according to James chapter 1, verse 22-25, you be your own doer in the word of God. You be your own doer in your devotion to God, number one. Number two, you be your own doer in your faith in Christ.
Amen.
Number three, you be your own doer. Be your own doer in your desires. Amen. Number four, you be your own doer before God. You'll do this in Christ Jesus, because we need his workmanship. We're creating his workmanship for Christ, amen. As born again, there's some work we have to do for the things of God, not for our salvation. We are saved by grace, not a work in any man should boast. We are saved by grace according to our faith. But we're talking about working out our salvation for the things of God, to the kingdom of God, and our workmanship for him. To God be the glory in that aspect of things. And Psalm 31:23. You turn there. Psalms 31:23. You're talking about being a doer of the things of God, being a doer of the word, being a doer of the work, being a doer of your devotion, being a doer of faith, being a doer of prayer, amen, being a doer of witnessing for others, bringing them in to the kingdom of God, through bringing them in, by bringing them to Christ, amen, by faith. You're talking about being a doer in your love for God and love for the things that God called you to do, amen. Psalms chapter 31. Psalm chapter 31, verse 23.
Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord persevereth, for the Lord preserveth the faithful.
Amen.
For the Lord preserveth the faithful.
Yes.
And plentifully rewardeth the proud doer.
Pause a moment. Listen to this word of God.
Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints.
Uh-huh.
For the Lord preserveth the faithful.
Hold on. God said he preserves the faithful.
Yes, he does.
And God, he's always faithful. Always faithful. Amen. He compassion new every morning. Well, go ahead.
And plentifully rewarded.
Oh, my God. God gladly and fully rewarded the
proud doer.
The proud doer.
Mm-hmm.
Be your own doer of the word. Be your own doer of faith. Be your own doer of prayer. God said he reward the proud doer. Can no one get your reward in Christ Jesus? Nobody. Well, God, the blessing God has for you on your life, can no one get your reward? They can't feel it. They can't get it. They can't take it. What God has for you is for you.
Amen.
Amen. Got your name on it. Put a praise on it. He got your name on it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Can no one get your reward, God has for you, as a proud doer of the word of God? Amen.
Amen.
And a proud doer of your faithfulness, and a proud doer of your prayerfulness, and a proud doer of your studying, your meditating on the word of God, and your proud doer of you digesting in that word of you each and every day, your devotion, and a proud doer of walking by faith and not by sight. God said he rewarded the proud doer of the word of God.
Amen.
Can no one get your reward? No one get your blessing. Amen. Can no one get your benefit that God has for you? Can no one get your blessing, your benefit? You believe in and stand by the word of God, stand knowing the principle of God's word for your family, for your children, and children. Joshua said, for me and me in my house, and for me and my generation, and for me and my family, my loved ones, I will serve the Lord.
Amen.
He said, John, what's your blessing here? God reward you for being a proud doer. And my grandparents and my mother, God reward them as a proud doer of their faith, amen? And when they believe in God, he more than you can ask or think, amen? God can do a thing above all that you ask or think. If you can't outthink God, okay, how many people face the earth, billions of people face the earth, they cannot outthink an almighty God, all-knowing God, omnipotent God. You cannot outthink him. They cannot outdo him. They cannot outbless him. But God will bless you with being, he bless a proud doer. So be a proud doer on the day. Be your own doer and be a proud doer of his word, amen? It's significant. It's invaluable to you, to what you do, to your family, to your children, too. No matter what your circumstance is, no matter where you are on the face of the earth, God know who you are, know where you are. Amen.
Amen.
Learn if you're a proud doer.
Amen.
Be your own doer of the word.
Amen. And if I could just share one little tidbit there.
Sure.
And the word of God also further tells
uh-huh.
that
Go ahead now.
Be not weary.
Don't be weary.
In well-doing.
My God.
When you don't Woo. Be weary, don't be My God. Tired Give me a time of myself. Being of doing. Don't be tired of
don't
doing
be tired.
The desires of God. Don't get tired of His faithful walk. The Word of God says, be not weary
Amen.
In well-doing, because thou shalt reap if you faint not.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, there's a promise that is associated
well,
with.
Well, on, man. Amen.
Yes. We all, yes. What you sow, that you shall
yeah,
also reap.
Can I get
so,
your blessing?
As you sow
yes.
in well-doing.
My God, my God. Yeah.
Okay, the promises of God is yea and amen.
Amen.
His promises are true. As you sow
mm-hmm.
in well-doing,
yes,
the Word
yes.
of God teaches us
well-doing.
That you are going to reap.
Yes.
You're going to reap the benefits and the reward of Almighty God if you faint not.
Amen. Amen.
Don't get
amen.
Tired, saints. Don't get tired. Be not weary in well-doing.
Amen. In Romans 1, in Romans chapter 2, 13, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
Amen.
God knows who the doers are.
Yes.
Let your name be on that list. You be a doer of the word of God, and God will reward you. Let your name say a word. Amen.
Yes.
You want to get your blessing. Amen.
Yes.
God to be ye steadfast and unmovable.
Amen.
Always doing the work of the King called you to do. Amen. To be steadfast, unmovable in the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
It's important to know to do that. Amen. I'm
Amen.
Gonna get that in a few minutes here. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 15:15. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the what? In the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. God got this thing covered.
Yes.
He knows who you are.
Yes.
He got a list of what of those that are doing the work, those that are not doing the work, but you want to be the one that's doing the work, amen.
Amen.
And your name written down there, but lack as a doer of the word, amen.
Amen.
So be a
amen.
Doer of the word of God on today.
Amen. Praise God. Our very life as a Christian and as a believer, this is Pastor Jay said at the onset of this teaching, he said if you are an unbeliever,
mm-hmm.
then the first step, God's expectation of you
uh-huh.
is salvation, that you give your life to the Lord. But as you are a believer,
born again believer,
you
amen.
Have a work to do. There's work that has to be done, just as Jesus Christ, when he was a young boy and he was left, he stayed back when he went to Galilee, I believe it was, and Mary and Joseph were looking for him, and when they found him, he was in the temple and he was teaching, and they asked him, you know, basically, you know, son, why is it that you stayed back? Why? Did you upset us like this? We've been looking for you.
12 years old.
Said, at 12 years old, he said, didn't you know that I would be about
my father's business?
Didn't you know
that
work
you do,
I
man.
Would be about my father's
hey,
business?
That's work you do.
He was
kingdom.
A doer.
Amen.
He knew that he had work to do.
Yes.
That as Jesus
you got work to
Christ,
do.
He knew that he had a time frame
Amen.
For that work to do. He had 33 years, basically, and for that work that had to be done. And he was always, always about the Father's business. That's what God is calling us to in these latter days. He's calling us to be about the Father's business,
Amen.
That we are to be doers.
Yeah.
Of this word and not just hearers only.
Amen. Tell a story.
Praise God.
Tell a story.
Praise God. It says here, and I'm reading in the it's an excerpt regarding the book of James. It says, this story
uh-huh.
is told, we're talking about James chapter 1. This story is told of a man who was always talking about his faith. He never did anything for anybody. He just talked about his faith.
And the works.
One is to keep moving.
Keep moving.
After we get established, we need to
keep
moving.
Amen.
In the faith.
Amen.
And not get stuck in the mud.
All right, now. That's it.
Oh, that's a story for us. We got to keep moving. In the faith.
You're stuck in the mud.
You know, the Word of God teaches us that we have to walk by faith. It didn't tell us that we just sit still in faith or we get stuck in the mud in faith. No, walking indicates that there must be movement.
Action.
And action. And doing in the faith.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, what a powerful word. We thank God for this word tonight. That be your own doer.
Amen.
You've got to be a doer of the word. You got to be a doer in your devotion. You got to be a doer in your faith in Christ. You got to be a doer in the desires of the things of God. You got to be a doer in your duties in Christ. Be a doer of the word and not just hearers only. Praise God. We thank Pastor Day for sharing that word. You know, sometimes we need to just be reminded. You may have heard that scripture before, but sometimes we need to be reminded and refreshed in the word of God.
Amen.
So that we can keep it at the forefront of our minds.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. We're going to go ahead. If there is one tonight that would like to make a comment on regarding tonight's word, or if there is a prayer request, or if you have a testimony, we'd love to hear it. Simply press 1 on your dial pad, and we'll go ahead and dispatch you into the studio. Tonight, we're talking about being a doer and not just a hearer only, praise God. Is there one? My God, well, we thank God. We just give God all the praise and honor and glory tonight. As this word has gone forth, we ask that you just allow it to resonate in your mind and your spirit. You know, the Word of God, Pastor Jay shared the scripture that talks about the things that we're supposed to think on. Think on these things. Think on things that are true, that are lovely, that are of good report. And I declare, if you are thinking on the things of God, and you begin, because first of all, you have to think in order for a behavior to take place. First comes the thought, and then the behavior. So as you are thinking on those things that God says that you are to do, then you put those thoughts into action, and you begin to do and walk out that walk of faith and begin to be a doer of God's word also. And as you think on those things and you're doing, also be assured that the blessings of God will follow.
Amen.
We give God praise and honor and glory again for this word tonight. We thank you as well for tuning in. We pray that this word has been a blessing to you. We're going to go ahead, and we have about 6 minutes left in the broadcast. We're going to go ahead and close out tonight's message. This is the last message for the 2019 year, praise God.
Amen.
In a few hours, we will celebrate a new decade, not only just a new year, but a new decade of 2020. Coming in, and we thank God for all that he is doing in this season and all that he will do in the season to come for this 2020 decade. Keep in mind that this is the year of the mouth, hearing from God, and the year of clarity of vision, being able to open your eyes spiritually to be able to see the perfect will of God. As you go forth, we wish all of you have to have a wonderful and awesomely blessed new year. Bring the year in with the Lord. Spend some time in God's word. Even as this year is turning and the decade is turning, praise God. We thank God for you. Thank God for tuning in. And we pray that you have an awesomely blessed week.
And be a doer in 2020. finished, but for yourself, for your family, for your loved ones, be have the mindset that God wants you to have in Christ Jesus, Lord, amen. And just pray that God bring you forth stronger than before, amen.
Amen.
What you need, God got it for you, amen.
Oh, yes,
God has for you. So trust in God with that. Stay on your word. Trust in him through and through, amen. And God will not let you down. There's no failure in God. God will not let you down.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this, again,
yes,
opportunity to serve you in the study of his word. Now, we speak blessings over every person that has tuned in tonight.
Yes, yes.
Blessings over them and their families,
yes,
Lord,
Father.
God. Even as they go forth and we're getting ready to close out this 2019 year and start the 2020 year, praise God. Let your blessings, let your anointing, let your power manifest, Lord God. If there's healing that needs to take place, Lord God, let it be so. If there's deliverance, Father, that needs to take place in the name of Jesus, let it be so. Lord God, anybody that may be struggling in their area of their finances, Father God, we speak surplus, lump sum, and overflow to you. Let it, in the name of Jesus,
amen,
be so. We give God all the praise because we know that there is nothing that is impossible for him.
Amen.
Go forth and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And to God be
all
the glory. Have a great night.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Our God. From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God.
Oh, God.